The Nailers embark on their first road trip to the 2016-17 season as they take on the Cincinnati Cyclones tonight. Time now for the Coast Sports Hockey Coaches Interview. DJ Abicella alongside of Nailers head coach Jeff Christian. And Jeff, first trip to on the road this year. Two games at home, very close games. Is it good for this team to be able to get on the road, kind of work with each other, and just get into a different environment?
Well, we're learning. I mean, it's, I just think it's the more games we play. You know, we saw some improvement between the first and the second game. It's a team here tonight. They're 0-3. They had a lot of guys called up, but I told the team, I said, don't let that play into your head. We have to work for everything that we get. We need this one tonight. We had leads in both the first two games. Obviously, kind of disappointing results there, but we're learning, we're growing, and a road game, it's a different mentality. Like at home, you always think you got to put on a show for the home fans, but on the road, you can kind of be more patient, and that's what I've been preaching in certain situations. We want to be patient. We want to have speed and be aggressive, but there's also times where we're chasing behind the net when we shouldn't. We have a guy in position and another guy comes flying by him. Like, it's just things that we're just working on and learning all the time.
You mentioned that Cincinnati's 0-3. Where is the hunger factor going to be in tonight's game? Both teams still looking for win number one on the year.
Well, that's what it comes down to most nights. It's like last game we go into the third period tied and we don't get it done. We gotta win puck battles. We gotta battle for every puck. We gotta make plays. We gotta execute. And I'm sure their coach is saying to them the same thing. If I was over there in Cincinnati's locker room, I'd be like, hey guys, this is your opportunity. Show us what you got. And sometimes the wounded bear is the most dangerous. So we can't take these guys lightly.
You mentioned after opening night how it was tough to get off to a strong start after all the ceremonies and everything. In game two, though, you guys get out to a 2-0 lead. Things look to be going well, and then they get a power play goal to make it a 2-1 game. How do you prevent those turning points and make sure that you keep control of the hockey game the way you want?
Well, we're learning, like I said many times. I mean, discipline, the penalty kill is something that we've got to really kind of roll up our sleeves and get after. Blocking shots, getting pucks down, staying out of the penalty box. I think Doug Carr wanted a couple of those or three of those goals back the other night there. So, it's a team game. It's a team effort. We'll just keep teaching and hopefully, like I said many times that when I came to the team at the end of January last year, I think we were in dead last in the conference, right? So it takes time. And with this new group of guys, I mean, we've got, I think, 6 rookies in the lineup tonight, and coming down the stretch here, we could have up to 10 rookies in the lineup. It's a lot of young guys, and they come from good backgrounds, but there's a different way to play a pro game, and they're learning. So it's patience on my part. It's certainly patience with our fans. But at the end of the day, winning solves everything.
Penalty killing, obviously, priority number one is making sure you get the kill, but in 3 games is a very small sample size, but Cincinnati has already given up 2 shorthanded goals in those 3 games this season. Is that something that you might be able to exploit tonight?
Well, we won't really talk about gambling for shorthanded breakaways. If it happens, we'd like to see it. But, our focus is more blocking shots and getting pucks down than cheating on offense. It's something that, again, it can grow. And as guys get used to killing with each other, it can happen. But we're certainly not asking our guys to fly the zone and look for shorthanded breakaways.
Couple of the Reading goals scored on Thursday night were done so by going to the net. Pelix was going to the net, banging home a rebound. LaBelle, same thing. You guys got a power play goal from Jordan Quaz by going to the net as well. And I know you preached earlier about that battle level and being willing to go in and win and really fight for your territory. Does the Quaz goal kind of highlight what you wanted to see there?
Well, I mean, that's Quasi. He's a lot of character guy. He's got a great big heart. He's not afraid to go in there and get those dirty goals. And we talked about it before last game. We talked about it tonight again. I mean, you've got to get those ugly, dirty goals. And, we've got some big guys on this team that need to play big. We need our top players to step up tonight. The Cody Widos, the Shallis, Sorkins. I thought Mears had a great game last game. We need to for him to have another game. We need our top players to be our top players tonight. Miller, and really kind of put the team on its back and say, look, enough's enough. We've got to get our first win tonight. So it's a combination of making plays and executing, but also paying the price to get into the dirty areas and score.
There are so many intangibles that can happen throughout a season, and Ethan Prowl goes up to Wilkes-Barre Scranton after a two-point game for you on their side. Earlier today, they lose six players to the AHL because of food poisoning. What kind of a dynamic does that create?
Well, that's our league, isn't it? I mean, you know, it's the ever-changing hockey league. There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, I talked to Clarkie last night late, and I mean, they have six, and he'll make seven. I don't know if he'll play or not, but that's the way it is. I mean, we're at the basically the mercy of the Penguins, and both Pittsburgh and Wilkes. You know, there's nothing we can do about it. We can't say no. We want all of our players to get called up, ultimately. We want every one of them to get a chance to play. So when the call comes, we'll say good luck and hope we don't see you back here. But, I'm sure, like you said, Cincinnati had a rash of guys called up, a ton of guys. I mean, it's crazy. So I'd rather be in my shoes just losing Prowl than their shoes losing all those guys. But like I said, now guys get the opportunity to show what they got. They're, you know, and those guys, if they want to be hockey players and they want to stick around, they're going to be hungry and they're going to be flying. So we got to be ready for it.
And as you said, the wounded bear is one of the more dangerous animals in the woods, which is what you're expecting from Cincinnati tonight. So what are your keys and how do you make sure that the wounded bear is a sleeping bear?
Well, discipline, you know, for one, we can't take retaliation penalties. Execution, stick to the system. We want to establish our forecheck early. We got to get on our forecheck more. We got to get two guys going hard, get on the puck, win puck battles, first to pucks. Discipline, staying out of the penalty box, you know, not giving those power play opportunities. So, and we talked about faceoffs. We got to get better winning faceoffs. And that's on the wingers just as much as it is the centermen to get in there and battle for pucks. So it comes down to basically battle and discipline and execution.
Jeff, I appreciate a few minutes of your time. Best of luck tonight.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
That was Nailers head coach Jeff Christian, the Co-Sports Hockey Coaches Interview. It's all part of Respect's Countdown to Faceoff, 25th season of Hockey in Wheeling, presented by the Health Plan on the Nailers Broadcast Network.